There is nothing worse than potential unrealized. We all have things that hold us back. What if we could find a way to get us unstuck? I'm Lichelle Wiemy, and I am going to walk alongside you as you make the decision to get unstuck. Tune in as I help you realize that you are not alone, inspire hope, and offer practical solutions to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. Hey everybody, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast, and I have a special guest with me tonight. Monica Rowe and I had a chance to meet. We met actually on social media, and I had put something out asking for people to chat with me about something that I'm really passionate about. Monica was one of the first people to raise her hand, and the two of us like had this amazing conversation over Zoom. And I was like, girlfriend, you need to come back on my podcast. I need to let the world hear your voice. And most importantly, like, we laugh a lot together. So I think we're just going to have a great conversation. And I think people are going to be able to get something out of this. Specifically, if you're somebody who is either in network marketing, you have thought about network marketing, or maybe even if you've thought that you knew what network marketing was about and you're just like, I wonder if I have all the facts straight. Like, this would be a great episode to listen to. Would you agree?
Definitely.
Okay, cool. All right, girl. So I want you to tell our audience just a little bit about you. What do you want us to know about you? What are you up to these days?
Okay, so hi, everyone. I'm Monica Rowe. I have actually been in network marketing for about 13 years now. Took a little hiatus, but I absolutely love network marketing. And I know everyone's like, what do you mean you love network marketing? Like, no one loves it. I actually love it. I love entrepreneurship. I love network marketing. It is what you make it. And so all of the years that I've been in it have just taught me personally just to be a better person. But at the end of the day, like I said, I've been in network marketing for over 13 years. I've always worked in the finance money sector. That's my thing, which is a little tip there. But yeah, that's about it.
Okay, so what made you ever decide to even look at network marketing to begin with? I mean, because a lot of times people either don't really know what it is, don't really understand what it is, don't really know if it's for them, think that it's just a scam. Like, let's just be real. Like, I'm going to call all of the white elephants out on the carpet today, and we are going to just like be very blunt, and I want to talk about things that people are really curious about. So why in the heck did you ever consider this as a career path for yourself?
To be honest, because it was on the, well, first and foremost, I had heard about network marketing since I was a kid. Like, my mom had dabbled in Avon a little bit. I think everyone's mom did. My grandmother and my aunts were in Mary Kay for a really long time. And honestly, when I got introduced to it, I was 19 years old. That's when I started. And what happened was I actually was taking a year off between high school and college. And I was honestly just looking for a way not to be a broke college student. That's really what it came down to. So I had decided I wanted to do real estate because I thought I could kind of be free with that, not really have a boss per se, but, you know, I could still make pretty good money for, especially for a college student. As I was working this year off that I was taking, someone introduced me to this company. And I was just like, oh, okay, it's finance. Finance, you need a license just like real estate. And they were offering to pay for it. No one was offering to pay for my real estate license. So I said, yes, of course.
Yeah.
So as I got started with it, as I started learning more about finance and money, getting my licenses and stuff, obviously I realized, oh, this is a network marketing company. I really had no background in it. Because again, I'm 19 years old. 19 year olds don't really know about network marketing. I mean, now maybe they do, but back in 2007, nothing. It's just kind of like, okay, you know, you get to have a product that you like and you're able to offer it to everybody. I didn't really see the difference with network marketing and any other business. It just seemed like a business model to me.
Yeah.
And I did have family, it was funny enough, who had actually had experiences with this company and other companies. And just like you said, first thing out their mouth, oh my God, it's a scam. So I'm like, wait a minute, why? And the funny thing about it is that if you say network marketing is a scam, okay, what makes it a scam? Oh, you've got to talk to other people to grow your business. I don't know of a business that you don't have to talk to the people to get it going. So I was still, again, confused.
Yeah.
And so I just kept asking why? And it just, no one ever gave me a really good enough reason. Having to talk to strangers or having to talk to your friends and family didn't make a difference to me. I was just like, who else am I supposed to talk to about business? Like, if you're a salesperson, that's the sort of line you're in. You're going to have to talk to other people. And I think what maybe it is that a lot of people just aren't well-versed in different business models, and maybe they don't have experience with sales. And that's where it comes across as this thing of, oh my God, I can't do it. And a lot of times what it comes down to is just people are nervous. They don't want to feel that rejection.
Yeah.
And so with most business models, you have rejection in all business. But I think with network marketing, you automatically have a hurdle because of reputation. Network marketing has had a reputation for being scam for 40 plus years, more than that.
Yeah.
And I think really it comes down to, there have been companies that were legit scams.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
But here's the thing, for these companies, these big companies to be around for so long, even some companies have come out and they've realized, wait a minute, our business model is kind of scammy. Let's fix it. And
yeah,
they fixed it. That says something about the industry of it not just being some scam and thing people are trying to get over on people. It's a business model. You know, when real estate first came out, the agency model was considered scammy. They don't like the idea, well, why am I going to be an agent and make 4% and you as the broker still make 2%? I did all the work. Franchises, when they first came out, I don't like that idea. Why am I going to open up a McDonald's? McDonald's is a big enough company. They don't need me. So why am I going to be a franchisee? Now, people would be breaking their necks to become franchisees.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it just comes down to, what is the company offering? And is it something you're passionate about? Me, I personally could not do anything else other than finance. Nothing else really suits me other than money, finance.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel everyone needs money to be resolved for them. They need a financial plan. They need to invest, insurance, whatever. And so that's kind of where that came from for me.
Yeah. Okay. So you talked a little bit about how the company that you chose to go with would pay for your license, but what else made you decide to go this route versus signing up with Edward Jones? Like, what made you decide to go this route? I just want to understand for people who are wondering why, especially if you said that network marketing has a stigma associated with it, what was it about this particular business model that stood out to you, and why did you choose to align with it?
I really think it was just the fact that it was so drastically different than the job environment I was used to. That really is what it came down to for me. Because like I said, I got introduced to it. As a 19-year-old, you know, I had already worked, you know, you work since you're 16 or whatever. But as a 19-year-old, I was in my first corporate job. And, you know, about 2 months in, I was like, oh, no, I don't like this at all. I don't like this at all. I don't want to be here for too long. Just like, I never liked the idea of, you know, say, for instance, people go into work and it's like the Mondays, like walk in and the first thing is, you don't hear anyone saying, hey, good morning, how are you guys doing? The first thing you hear is, oh, like, what is going on?
Right.
Start on a bad note. Like, I don't get it.
So
for me, I was just like, I don't want to deal with that. But in network marketing, like, we get this reputation, oh, everything's all hyped and everything, but where else do you go other than maybe a sports event where everybody's like, dude, what's up? And how you doing? And hugs and high fives and stuff. And it's such an electric environment. Mm. And if people think about it, that's why we like sports so much.
Right.
Is because it's just this jolt of energy that we get from other people around us. It's such an incredible environment. You almost say it's addictive, but it's just, it's a breath of fresh air. Like, oh my goodness. People who actually like me, want to be around me, and actually want me to be successful. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
So
you found that it's like other like-minded people, but you get to be your own business owner. I'm just trying to be able to summarize kind of what you said. So you're able to be your own business owner. You're working within the resources that you have from a bigger scope, but you're still your own business owner. So it's really up to you. You don't have the normal corporate mundaneness that you kind of talked about, but it's you showing up in your own business with resources available to you in an environment that seems to be very supportive, high energy, personal growth oriented. Does that sound accurate?
Accurate, yes. And okay. You actually just made me think of another reason why it is that I did not go to other traditional financial firms, because of course, like I said, they came to me and said, hey, you've got your licenses, come over here.
Yeah.
Come to Oppenheimer, come to Chase, whatever. Like, we want you. And I'm just like, okay, but here's the thing. You want me to do the exact same thing that I'm going to do here. Right. You want me to do all of this. I still have to go and find my own clients. You still want to know who's in my network. So it's technically network marketing with a corporate background for right. it. And the bad part about it is like, okay, they're going to give you a minimal salary, for me at least, in finance. But here's the problem. They can fire me.
Right.
And I think for me, that was the biggest thing with network marketing. No one can fire me. If you look at it, I mean, unless you do something absolutely like legit illegal, network marketing companies don't terminate you, right? You have to do something against compliance, which is the same thing with any other corporate job. But it's not like they're going to look at you and say, business needs, we don't need you here anymore.
Right.
Bye-bye.
So you're not going to get like downsized or yeah.
Like that's the other part. Like most companies, if you go into sales for anything, if you decide you're going to work for Sephora, if you just wander around the store all day and you don't help anyone, you're just trying on makeup or whatever, you're going to get fired. But Mary Kay's not going to fire you.
Right.
If you are working with any other like wellness company or something, right? If you are looking at the products and you're trying them on or whatever, like you can sit there and just say, I'm just going to buy these products for myself. And if a friend of mine decides that they want to buy this, sure, you can have some. I'll sell it to you. But they're not going to get rid of me and say, Monica, listen, we know you're a fan of this. We know you love this company, but can't just be keep buying our lip gloss. Like, we don't like that. You know?
Yeah.
They're not going to do right. that. They're not going to get rid of me. So that was the other part of it. Why I didn't go the traditional route yeah. with it is because it's my own business, because I'm an independent contractor, I can do what I want.
Yeah.
Which means I can sell a whole lot of products and go all out and go and make as much money as possible. Or I can be in a season where I don't feel like doing anything, but I have that security to know that if I decide I need it, like when we had this pandemic, I can go out and say, let me offer some products to people and make money for myself. Like if during this pandemic, you are someone who was furloughed or laid off from your job, had you had something like network marketing available for you, the money would not have stopped. All you had to do is put more effort into it
yeah.
to give yourself a return versus waiting for someone to call you to give you a job.
So you're saying that it's effort dependent, right? So you're saying that yeah. if you work hard and you follow the system and you're coachable, then you will be able to be successful versus at your corporate job, you might Absolutely. Have a salary cap or whatever. Okay. So I'm going to be kind of a little devil's advocate here, okay? Because you just like okay. spent the last, you know, whatever, how many minutes telling us how amazing it is to become a network marketing professional. But I want to challenge you in the sense that okay. people, you know, think that, okay, the reason that sometimes people don't believe that it's legit is because people do make it sound so amazing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so
oh,
for sure. I'm going to get really real here. And I want to talk about the things that maybe people don't always acknowledge. What are the downsides? Where do you find that it gets hard? Where do you, if somebody was thinking about doing this, like, what would you like them to know so that they can be prepared for when they take their next step into this? Because I'm going to guess that this is not a Cinderella journey, right? Like, you don't put on your glass slipper and everything is perfect.
Oh, no.
Like, it's not a, you know, get rich quick, and it's not a everybody's going to be a millionaire okay. after 2 years. I mean, I want you to be real and let people know, like, what are the downsides? What are the hardships? What are the things that, in order for us to really understand and appreciate the people who are making this work, what do they have to endure to make it work?
Yeah. Well, the first and foremost thing I'd have to say is that the main thing I think people need to, in general, get over, stop it. Stop telling people this or whatever. Stop acting like your friends and family are going to love what you're doing and just buy everything from
you. Yes.
I tell people, no, listen, your friends and family, if you want to put it in terms that make sense, they are the test bunnies. They're the guinea pigs. They are the ones that what you do is you practice what you need to say with. They're going to say no. they are not going to set me there. You might have a nice aunt. You might have a great cousin. You might have a supportive sister that does a sympathy buy. But at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10, they are not going to be supportive at all. Why? Because they know you. And it's not to say you're a bad person. It's just that here's the thing with network marketing. Like you said, it's effort dependent. It is not you show up to some Zoom calls now, or you show up to the office, or you show up to events, and because you were there, you're going to get paid. That's not how it works.
Right.
You must go out and be a salesperson and offer whatever service or product it is successfully to people to see the success you want to see. You have to actually go out and do it. Now, here's the thing about it. You may not sign up under the greatest person in the world, okay? Because I have a lot of people who have come to me and said, oh, my upline was terrible. And I'm like, okay. And see, for me being on the inside, I'm on the inside. You know, yeah. I've been here for a while. I know things.
Okay? Yeah.
Your upline has nothing to do with your success.
Right.
And it's so funny because when I started this second company I'm with, which is also in the investing industry, I remember when I first started and I talked to people about it, I'd say, oh, I didn't even ask the person who I got started with how much money they've made or whatever, because it didn't matter. And after all, I had to think to myself, Monica, no one cares, because they want to know that, because they think that that's what's going to determine if they're successful or not. See, your cousin won't join you in business because you haven't made $1 million. Maybe the guy who knows the guy or who brought in the guy 3 lines up is making $1 million a year or whatever, but they don't care because you're not. And so what happens is if someone is trying to bring you into the business, you're already skeptical and they're telling you're going to make all this money. That's another problem. Okay.
Right.
Stop telling people they're going to make a bunch of money. Okay?
Right. Right.
If you tell someone, hey, listen, if you are consistent in this business for the next 10 years, you'll probably get to a 6-figure income.
Yeah.
Now, no, that's not going to sell. Anyone's going to be like, oh, sign me up tomorrow. But at least that's giving some sort of, like, it's going to take time. You're going to have to work on yourself. You're going to have to put in a lot of effort. It's not easy. And the other thing is you always have to be overcoming this idea that, oh, it's a scam. That idea has not gone away. In the 13 years I've been in business, mm-hmm. I have to this day have people always tell me, oh, it's a scam.
I think where that comes from, in my opinion, there's two things that I've noticed. One is that people use the word scam without realizing that the definition of a scam, right? And so they, right. or a scheme, they say a pyramid scheme, mm-hmm. for example,
right.
assuming that it's really just talking about like literally the structure of the organization, not trying to right. have a negative intonation towards the, mm-hmm. the industry. It's literally just, they don't know another terminology to use. And so sometimes exactly. people can take that as like, oh my gosh, they're calling this a scam, but they called it a scheme. They're different. And so sometimes literally people just don't use the terminology in the appropriate ways. And therefore it brings a different kind of tone to the conversation, right?
Yeah.
And then I think that you hit the nail on the head that some people, like, I think that it's so important that we are upfront with all of the amazing things that are part of this business, but also being upfront with like, hey, this isn't everybody and their dog is not going to come running at you. I happen to work in skincare.
Oh, yeah.
The entire world has skin. Every single person I've ever met in my life has skin. So you think, I know it's amazing, right? Like, can you believe it? But it's like not everybody right. that I've ever met is ready to buy the skincare that I would share with them. And so really recognizing that when people make it sound like it's too good to be true, that feels mm-hmm. like a scam, right? And
oh,
so
yeah,
I think that it's so important that we acknowledge, like, this is not a sign up today and by next month you're going to be a millionaire. It's something that, like you said, is going to take consistency, right? It's going to take consistency. It's going to take dedication. It's going to take, in my opinion, getting out of your own way. And mm-hmm. so I'm kind of curious, like, Monica, would you say that in your journey, because you've been doing this a while, so consistency is a big deal for you. And I think that that's something else that I want to just really quickly say is that I think another reason that people think that it can be a scam or a scheme or whatever you want to say is because so many people sign up and they don't do what they need to do to become successful. And therefore, uh-huh. they write it off as that didn't work. Don't do that. Oh, yeah. That didn't work. But really, it was maybe that they didn't do the work that was required for them to be successful. Mm-hmm. That's what I found in my own experience talking to people and my own experience in my own business. And that we really can't say that something doesn't work if we haven't been willing to work. And right. sometimes we just kind of get stuck in our own head. So it's a simple business, but it's not always easy. Would you agree with that?
It's never easy. And I think the funny thing about it is what you made me think of is all the companies that I know of always have what they call a fast start. Mm-hmm. Like there's some sort of quick start or fast start or something. It's a set of things that you need to do to get off to a fast start. And I think that people, what ends up happening is that they use that as this is how it's supposed to go. And it's like, no, this is the fast start. Okay. So if you say, for instance, the most typical one I see is if you're able to sell 3 units of product or $300 or whatever the case is, mm-hmm. and you're able to bring in 3 new business partners or whatever it is, whatever they call it in that business, you'll hit your first rank of whatever company you're yep. in. Usually it's the 3 and 3 and then you get whatever it is. And I feel like some people put a time limit on it mm-hmm. and make it to where it seems absolutely impossible for them because you know what happens. Okay. You need to write a list of 100 people. I don't know 100 people. Yeah. Okay. So we can't do that. Okay. You need to sell to 3 people. I don't know 3 people to sell. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Maybe let's try this. Why don't you, like in my case, go and get your license. Oh, it's too hard. I don't feel like studying. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how are we going to get you success if you're not going to do it, what takes to get right. to success? And then we always tell ourselves the same thing. If this doesn't work in 30 days, I'm out. Or if this doesn't work in 90 days, I'm out. And so I think what happened with me was, I just say this to say that I feel that a lot of people kind of need to have that attitude. First and foremost, I have this weird attitude about jobs where anytime I need to go and get a job, I always get hired. It's just, that's my mindset. I yeah. know it. So when I come into a business, I'm always like, anything that I do, I'm going to be successful at it. That was not always the case. That comes from personal development. That is one of the biggest keys that allows you to be successful in network marketing is personal development. Right. If you don't read books, if you don't start changing your mind about what's possible for you, you will not be successful. I know every single person in network marketing just died right now because I said, you won't be successful. What are you doing to our recruiting efforts? Listen, if you will not pick up a book and say, you know what? I have stinking thinking, or I'm not thinking about this, or I don't yeah. see how I can be successful. So I need to fix this because apparently there's an issue there. Because there's a lot of us who will start jobs. We don't think about becoming the CEO. We don't think about becoming the VP or whatever. We just say, I'm going to work here for the next 40 years and retire. And that's considered success to us. But we get introduced to a network marketing opportunity and we say, if I'm not the leader of the company in like 30 days, I'm out. No. This is it's a long game here, just like it is at a job. Like you have to think, where do I see myself in the next 20 years? Like I ask people, where do you see yourself here in the next 20 to 30 years? I'm not thinking about where you're going to be in 30 days because depending on your personal development, it could take you to get to your rank. The first rank you're supposed to get to, it could take you 30 days. We'd love for you to get that, but it might take 90 days. It might even take a year. It might take you 2 years. Why? Because there's a whole lot going on in your life and you just don't have time to be concerned about who wants to buy, skincare, like you said, right? Like you don't care. Like you're just like, I'm dealing with so much, whatever. But you might just suddenly say, you know what? I need to do this. Maybe you have been working on your personal development. Something happens. There's some sort of urgency. And 2 years into it, you've been doing nothing. And then you suddenly turn it on and you hit your rank back to back in like 90 days. Those things happen to people. But it always comes down to, I believe it always comes down to the right expectations mm-hmm. and personal development. Yeah. Like that really allowed me to put myself and say, Monica, this is the long game. Okay. Yep. It doesn't matter if it takes you forever to learn this. it would happen at your job. Like, are you the manager at your job yet? No, but you've been there for 3 years. So let's just say, what if it took you 3 years to get to your first rank at the network marketing company you decided to join? Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
If it's not, then you kind of have to think about, okay, what do I need to do with my mindset to get me there faster? How can I make it okay for me?
Yeah. And I'm going to guess that without you even answering, that your personal development that you've used to apply to your business has also bled into other areas of your life.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Right. Like, how could it not?
I go into an interview and I'm just like, the personal development that I've actually done has given me such a level of confidence that I'm not the typical person that goes into a job interview right. if I'm looking for another job.
Yeah.
Right now I'm at the point I'm not. Okay?
Right, right, right.
But every time I've always gone into an interview, I've always been hired because they said, your level of confidence I've seen nowhere else.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, because I always come in and I'm just like, well, you called me for this interview, so clearly you want to hire me. Why should I work here for you versus all the other people that I applied for? And half of the time I'm sitting there, I'm the one asking questions. I tell them a little bit about myself, but it's kind of like, so how long has your company been here? And I'm interviewing them and
yeah.
they're just like, I can tell on the look on their face. They're like, what's happening here? Wait, what yeah. are we? Is she interviewing us? It always comes down to a personal development. One thing that I decided I needed to do with study was confidence. Because I knew that in this industry, there's always going to be negativity. Like, I think sometimes you even get those hecklers who think, I'm going to call it a scam and I'm going to say all this stuff about the company and she's going to get upset.
Yeah.
No, you're the 80th person who's told me it's a scam. Like, okay, it's a scam now. What are you going to start to
right,
or not?
Right. and then you're like, here? Let me show you my paycheck in, a couple years and we'll laugh
okay,
about this.
So
but
this
I think that, aside from paycheck, so I think that what you've just acknowledged is that there's so many other gifts or benefits that one would be able to consider successes. So your success might be defined by a paycheck or a rank, like you mentioned, or other things, but really what you can acknowledge is the successes of confidence, the success of communication, of personal development, of finding a tribe of people around you that help you become the best version of yourself. And so recognizing that we have to really be clear in how we define our success and how we can define our success along the journey, right?
Yeah.
The other thing that I really just want to acknowledge is the one word that I think really, in my opinion, determines whether or not somebody's going to be successful. You want to know what that word is? You ready? Are you at the edge of your seat? Willing. Are you willing? Right?
That's a good one.
And so it sounds so simple. It really does. But I hear this a lot, like, oh, I don't know how to sell. I'm not a salesperson. And neither was I. But I was willing to learn.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not a marketer, but I was willing to learn. And so I think that if you said to me, make a list of 100 people you know, I might struggle with that, but I have to be willing to try, right? I have to be willing to do what it is that people that are more successful than me are telling me to do, because that's really the cool thing, is that there are people that are around you that definitely want you to succeed. It's not a competitive arena. People genuinely want you to be successful. And so really it's up to you on whether or not you are willing to step into that next version of yourself. If you're willing to step into the life that you were meant to live, if you're willing to go out of your comfort zone in order to see the big picture and to let the big picture happen. And so often people aren't willing. Things get stuck in their heads. They fear rejection. They fear failure. They fear all of these things that impact their willingness to step up and do what is necessary. And if they're not willing, then they really can't say that didn't work. And so many people give up on their dreams. They give up on themselves. They don't even consider things before they even start because they are too scared. And they live a life of mediocrity.
Yeah.
And it's really just about keeping an open mind, being willing to do the work, being willing to be coachable, being willing to acknowledge the things that aren't all rosy, right? Because it's not all perfect. It is hard, and it's not hard logistically, it's hard in between the ears, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
It's those things that keep us from being willing to do the small little things that are going to help us to be successful long term, right? Compound effect. Right. So I just love how you were able to share your experience, share your passion. You're a crazy passionate woman. I love it. We're going to make sure to put all of your contact info in the show notes so that people get a hold of you. They can follow your journey. They can get a hold of you if they have questions. They want to talk to you about anything. Because you are such an inspiration. You've been so much fun to talk to.
Thank you.
Okay, and so I want us to finish this off by you giving our audience a question that you want them to be thinking about or pondering that's going to help them move forward and get them unstuck.
Ooh, let me think. To get them unstuck, it kind of goes back to what you were talking about being willing. Like, what are you willing to believe in yourself about? I mean, that's really what it came down to me always. It's the willingness and the belief.
Yes.
And what do you really believe that you're worth? And what do you believe that you deserve? I know that was more than one question.
No, I know. It's always hard, isn't it?
Question queen. Listen,
yeah.
I will ask people questions all day. But the main thing that I really think that people need to ask themselves is, what are they really worth? Are you worth the effort? The effort is not about getting into a company and building up your upline or building up the company or building up other people, because that seems to be a thing. I don't want to build up other people and make all these other people money. Are you worth the sacrifice and the effort? Are you worth it? So yeah, I think that's really what you have to ask yourself is, are you worth all of this hard work that we said you have to do? Are you worth it? Because at the end of the day, your uplines may quit. Everyone below you may quit, whatever the case is. But are you worth the sacrifice of time and effort to live the life that you want? I'm pulling myself back from saying the life of your dreams, because that's network marketing talk. But are you worth putting in the sacrifice to live what my purpose is freedom? Are you worth that? Are you worth waking up and feeling like you're not tied to something you don't want to be tied to?
Yeah.
And are you worth the effort? Are you worth being willing to learn and to evolve into a completely different person? Because who you are when you sign up is not who you are. Like me, 13 years, I was never this person who's talking right now. I was never the outgoing, bubbly, whatever, you know, I hated people. You know, I was one of those people. But now I'm just like, I love all over people. And it took me time to get there. So I had to ask myself, am I worth it? That's really all it comes down to.
Okay. And I love that. And I really want people to ponder that. And if you're struggling with knowing if you're worth it, definitely reach out to me, reach out to Monica, and let's have a conversation, because I want you guys to believe in yourself, because I think we all are worth it. If we have a desire in our heart, then there's a reason that it's there. So, all right, girlfriend, thank you so much for sharing your sweet passion with us. And if you guys have questions, feel free to reach out or put them in the show notes. Thanks for listening. And if you know that you are made for more and you are tired of being held back and ready to get unstuck and step boldly into a life that you're meant to live, head on over to LachelleWeamy.com. Request an appointment and be ready for me to walk alongside of you personally to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. I'll be back next week, but before you go, don't forget to hit subscribe and enjoy these imperfect outtakes.